Havana, Cuba's electrical grid suffered a total collapse on Monday, the country's power operator said. This marks the latest nationwide blackout in recent years, and the first since the United States effectively shut off the flow of oil to Cuba. Efforts are underway to restore power across the Caribbean island, the state-owned operator said. Nationwide power outages have been reported frequently over the past few years. Cuban officials have previously attributed them to U.S. economic sanctions, though critics have also faulted a lack of investment in the island's ailing generation system. Cuba heavily relies on oil for electricity generation. The effective blockade of fuel shipments has worsened the country's energy crisis, causing intermittent power cuts, a rationing of medical supplies, and a decrease in tourism, officials have said. Fuel prices have skyrocketed so much that it can cost up to $300 in the unofficial market to fill up a car's gas tank. CNN has reached out to the White House for comment. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said Friday that no oil had been delivered to the island in the last 3 months. He also said that Cuban officials have held talks with the United States to identify the bilateral problems that need a solution. This is a developing story and will be updated.